on Daf Chav Amud Aleph, and we finished the Mishnah. The Mishnah started off that it talked about erasing the Megillah, right, when she could change her mind, but she can't change her mind. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, B'shem Remeir. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel and the name of Remeir. The beginning of the Gemara, after the Mishnah, on Chav Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, B'shem Remeir. Shayisi lama tayre to Rabbi Kiva. When I learned tayre by Rabbi Kiva, Hayisi matol kankantam. This is Remeir talking. This is, we're quoting Remeir. When I learned tayre by Rabbi Kiva, I used to put kankantam, whatever kind of sulfate it is, it's a steer in art scroll, whether it's copper sulfate or ferrous sulfate, I'll call it kankantam. The taycha adiyai. I put it into the ink. But I amrili davar, Rabbi Kiva never criticized me for that. Shabbat answer Rabbi Shmuel. When I came to Rabbi Shmuel, Amalei Bini, he said to me, my son, Mamalachtacha, how do you earn a living? Rabbi Shmuel asked the mayor, how you earn a living? Amarti loy lavrani, I am a sefer. Amalei Bini, my son, Avizor, be very careful. Shemalachtacha malecha shemayim. You're working with heavenly work. Who? Shematachsirai sachas, you might leave out a letter, and then the word takes on a completely different meaning. You'll add a letter, and that will make the word take on a whole meaning. You're destroying the world. People will walk away with a total misunderstanding of Torah because of your misspelling of a word. You as a cipher have to be extremely careful. They learned from Sifrei Torah in those days. You wrote a Sefer Torah, this is where people learned. If you misspelled the word and it had a different meaning, people walked away with a different understanding of the Torah, and that could destroy the world, as Rashi will give you examples. The Rashi, Lavlar, Sefer. Imtachsari Sachas, Gun Aleph, Vashem Elikim Emes. One misses the Aleph of the word Emes. Otiasari Sachas, Gun Bereshis, instead of Bara Elikim, he adds a Vav, Baru. Plural, Elikim. And that can destroy a world. That can destroy a person's amunah. Amartiloi, Dr. Mayor, I answered Rabbi Shmuel. Davar echad yeshli, I have something. Shani matu l'techa jay. That I put into the ink. But kankantum shemai. This ingredient that I put into the ink is called kankantum. Amar li. So Rabbi Shmuel said to me. Sorry? What? Well, you'll see it because it doesn't erase. You see the fact we haven't finished yet. Amar li, v'chimatilim kankantum v'teichajai? Are you allowed to add kankantum into the ink? Okay, that's the conversation. Now, the question is, the Gemara's question is Dr. Harris's question. How does kankantum help misspellings? How is that an answer of Remeir Trebi Shmuel? That's why we learn Gemara. The Gemara explains itself. Frank the Gemara, my kamale or my kamahadale. What was Remeir's response? And what was Rabbi Shmuel's response to that? Dr. Gemara.
We did this. Torah Amra Omacha?
I just read it. Yes. So, I skipped it?
No.
Torah Amra Omacha Ksav Shiyachu Limchais. The Torah said you have to write in a way that it can be erased. Omacha. Now, the Gemara is going to see the problem is you have to give a Gemara a chance to explain itself. We didn't. Let's see what the Gemara has to say. And maybe the questions that people have will fall to the wayside. Frank the Gemara, Mike Amalei, and Mike Mahadalei. What is Remeir's response? What did Remeir tell him? And how did Rabbi Shmuel respond? That the Gemara, Mike Amalei. This is what Remeir told Rabbi Shmuel. Right? Rabbi Shmuel had told them, you have to be extra careful in your work because a misspelling can be Machamas Kalaylam. So the mayor told them, not only do I know every spelling of every word, where I'm supposed to add a letter and where I'm supposed to subtract a letter, I'm extremely careful. I'm afraid that when I write, a fly might come and hit the letter when it's wet and erase a piece of the letter. The Duma Asi, the Yasiv Atagi the Dalit, the fly will hit the end of the Dalet, the right end on top, the machikle, they erase it because it brushes against the wet ink. And instead of reading echad, it would read achar. So I'm extremely careful even for that. How am I careful for that? How do I watch that there be no fly that flies in when the ink is wet? I have something that I put into the ink, the kankantim shemai, and that prevents it from being affected by any kind of erasure. And therefore, the fly will not affect the letter. Kankantim prevents any change in the letter. So Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Meir is answering Rabbi Shmuel, not only am I careful in the spelling of the word, I even go the extra mile. I have something in my ink that prevents any erasure, so I don't have to be afraid that mao, I wasn't looking, a fly wiped off a little piece of my talad and made it into a resh. And Rabbi Shmuel answered him, you can't do that, because the Torah has to be erasable, because it says by Parsha Saito Macha, you have to erase. So therefore that teaches me, which still haven't finished yet, we're still learning, that you have to be able to erase it. Using kankantum makes it non-erasable. You can't use that for a Sefer Torah. Rashi. Look, Rashi. Can we wait? I want seven more. Before any questions, were agavs or not agavs,
yes.
I want seven more lines. Because the Gemara is going to take care of half of this. So why don't I give the Gemara a chance to take care of it? And if afterwards it's cautious, I love questions. But not while I'm learning the Gemara that's explaining the basic fact. Look, Rashi and Rashi. The Gemara will answer. How does that answer it? Rabbi Shmuel obviously holds you can use the Parsha site in the Sefer Torah. You can take out the piece of the Sefer Torah that has the Parsha site up and use that to erase it in the Megillah. And therefore it has to be erasable. He doesn't hold that you have to write it for the woman. You can take a Parsha Saita written in the Sefer Torah. But Parsha Saita L'chudaka Kapit, this is Rashi Shita, that Rabbi Shmuel is only makpid on that part of the Torah. He told Rabbi Meir, you can't use Kankantum for the Parsha Saita. Because since you can use the Parsha Saita for a Saita, and it has to be erasable, so that Parsha has to be erasable. So at least that Parsha in the Torah cannot use Kankantum. My kamalei Rabbi Shmuel, the kamahadalei Rabbi Meir Dover Echad Yeshli Chayser writes to Beit Nimchak. What did Rabbi Shmuel tell him? That Rabbi Meir responded, I have a thing that makes the ink non-erasable. My ink and kanto makes the chitzum yisur. How does that help extra letters or missing letters? Umashvilei Reish, kamay dalet Echad. Shem Echad, Achmadu Litzvana, could read Hashem Acher. Dover Echad Yesh, Veini Nimchak Lagamri, it won't get erased completely. It might get slightly lightened, take away the darkness, but it won't be erased. Zaktigamar Vaiter, before we go Vaiter, we are going to go a little bit more. Zaktigamri, before we ask questions. Zaktigamara Eini. The story has problems, Shmuel's version of the story. Because on Tanya, the Bryce has a different version of the story. Amar Meir. When I learned Torah Rabbi Shmuel, notice the difference. In Shmuel's version, he used to learn by Rabbi Akiva. In this version, with learning by Rabbi Shmuel, I used to put kankantum into the ink. He never said anything to me. She must answer Rabbi Akiva. She's the exact opposite of before. They went from Rabbi Shmuel to Rabbi Akiva. From Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Shmuel. Here it says he went from Rabbi Shmuel to Rabbi Akiva. Australai. He told me I'm not allowed to use kankantum. Kasha shimush hashimush, kasha asra asra. It's a contradiction in two things. Number one, which Tana allowed you to use it, and which Tana didn't allow you to use it. And number two, who did you learn from first, and who did you learn from later? We have, did he learn by Rabbi Shmuel and go to Rabbi Akiva? Did he go to Rabbi Akiva and go to Rabbi Shmuel? And besides that, there's also a kasha halacha. Which Tana allowed it, and which Tana didn't allow it? I can understand that Shimush and Shimush is not a kasha. Mikara also the guy with Rabbi Akiva. First he came to learn by Rabbi Akiva. Even though Matzi Kama Libei, he couldn't understand Rabbi Akiva, didn't know enough to understand Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was too deep for him. So also the guy with Rabbi Shmuel of Gamar Gemara. So he went to Rabbi Shmuel, who he had an easier time understanding, and picked up a lot of knowledge. Then, after he had all that knowledge, he was able to come back to Rabbi Akiva and learn the Svaras. So therefore, the versions can both be true. It was by Rabbi Shmuel, went to Rabbi Akiva. It was Rabbi Akiva, went by Rabbi Shmuel. Depends at what point in his life. And La Asra Asra Kasha, which one answered it, which one didn't answer it, that's a contradiction from the Braisa to Shmuel. So to Gemara Kasha, we have no answer. Rashi, Kasha Shimush HaShimush, Damar Le'el, Shimush Rabbi Akiva Kaidim. First he learned by Rabbi Akiva, V'Hacha Amar, Rabbi Shmuel Kaidim. On the main reason, Rabbi Akiva was able to explain to him something that Tamei is Tar, and then tell him, yeah, because since you can show sides, both sides of the equations, unless you understand it very, very well and know all the knowledge, you get confused, because in Svara, you can say all kinds of different things. He picked up general knowledge. Learned from his rabbi, and his rabbi learned from his rabbi. To learn the ikur time mishnah, what does everything rely on? Is a mikra, which one is pasuk? Bezat talmud. Period. Now Rashi says a big thing. What does Shimush mean? That's how they learned in the days of the Tanoim. Gemara meant, Shimush Tamidah Chachamim meant, Lohavim Davar Mitech Davar, to learn how to dig in and understand one thing from the other thing. Mishnah was the basic knowledge. Gemara, Shimush Tamidah Chachamim, was how to use your basic knowledge. So when it says Gadol Shimushai Yaisem Limudai, doesn't just mean serving the person water. It means Shimushai, being around and seeing how he deals with the facts of Torah and learn how to delve into Torah. That's more than just getting the facts. So how you daver chadish nishu bebeis hamedrash meichi yogu, where did we learn from? Leizem mishni demu. How is it compared? Right, new shaila comes up. Which halacha should we compare to it? If you don't know reasons, you get stuck. So you need Shimush. Shimush is teaching you how to think, how to use the facts that you have. At the beginning, Rabbi Meir did not know enough to be able to handle Rabbi Akiva's lessons in Shimush. But he went and learned Mishnayos. Now he knew the facts. He was able to come back to Rabbi Akiva and learn the depth of Rabbi Akiva. But Asra Asra remains Kasha. Yes, Rabbi Kolb, what was your Derech Agav Kasha?
If this fly thing, I just actually took off some ink. Is Siv Torah or Pasuk?
Yes. If it reads, yes. If it reads Achar instead of Echar, it's Pasuk. Absolutely.
And you got to start from the beginning?
What do you mean?
I mean, it's Pasuk.
You fix it. There's no syndrome by Sefer Torah. Only Tulin and Mezuzah have to be written in order. And if the fly would pasul a letter and toe, and you would have to start again.
How about
Mekilah? I have no idea what you're talking about. There's no Ksidron.
There isn't.
Are you arguing with me? Are you posketing? I'm trying to figure out what you're doing.
Have you something recently about also?
Yeah, we talked about
it. Yeah, no. What we did, what he means is, he's confusing it, is that by Sparsha Saita,
yeah,
you can't write. Have let me finish.
I'm sorry.
You can't write the words out of order. Not that you have to write them in order, but that the words have to be read in order. You can't write it out of... There's two kinds of out of order. Right? I can write Yaakov Kael. That's one out of order. And then the other out of order is I write Yaakov before I write Kol before it, but it reads Kol Yaakov. Now by Sefer Torah and by Megillah Saita, I have to be able to read it as Kol Yaakov. At the end of the day, I have to read it in the right order. I don't have to write it in the right order. I can write Yaakov and then fill in Kol before it. By filling the mezuzah, I have to write the kuf before I write the vav. If I write the vav before I write the kuf, fill in the mezuzah. That's why we can fix Sifrei Torah. Many times, I'm sure in your life, it must have happened at least once, that they had to put away a Sifrei Torah because it was puzzle. And the cipher came and fixed it. He did not rewrite the whole Sefer Torah. What he did is fix that one letter.
So you cannot do that.
Or Tefillin. That's why when you buy tefillin, you are trusting that cipher. From again, you have to trust your cipher for a million things. Just add one more that he did not write it out of order. But there's no way to check on that. But that's nothing to do with this. This is totally different. There's no, if it possible, if it raises a part of a Sefer Torah, you fill it in.
So if a spool came on the mezuzah, move that dollar to a ratio.
You got a problem. You got to write the whole mezuzah over again. Now there's when you need a paisek. Is it completely erased? Is it partially erased? It's just lighter, but the evidence kosher, so then you can fix it. If the evidence puzzle, then start over again.
So you tell a kid to read it?
Not by a mezuzah. I don't think we do that. I never saw by Sefer Torah we do that. Has to be a kid that has to be old enough to recognize letters and not old enough to figure it out from context. Yes, doctor.
It would seem to me that it is not logical that the scroll for the mezuzah has to be the Shema. But one could also say, like the prophet says, river, that's different. That there is a rule, the concept has to be used in all things before, but in the instance of Sota, those partios, both in the Sefer and in the Yola, are written in the same way, which is the outcome concept.
I'm not sure what you're saying. I'll just say what Rashi says.
Right.
Okay, that's all I'm interested in. No offense. I'm learning Gemara Rashi.
Hey, just in
terms of there are Rishayim that argue, but that's not the point. We're learning Gemara Rashi. Rashi said the whole Shaila was that part of the Sefer Torah.
In terms of the
spot. One second. The rest, I'm not talking about the same Dusha Sefer Torah now. That's not the issue. The issue is it says that he has to write the Parsha Saita. Does it have to be written for that woman? When you write a Sefer Torah, you're not writing it for any woman.
Agreed. I was listening to you.
Okay, so then, again, I was learning Gemara Rashi. That's what I was doing, and I was still thinking
also,
Rashi.
I think also very important.
Yeah, I'm glad you're informed in the class, Dan.
When you question Rebbe and Kippa, the Rebbe doesn't lower his way of learning for the Talmud.
I have no idea what you said. Oh, you're now teaching Shinnach? Okay, I didn't know.
No, I'm serious. If the Rebbe's too high for you, the Rebbe doesn't lower himself, you go to a different Rebbe.
Okay, I think it's just superfluous.
No, that's very important.
I'm glad you think it's important now, but I don't think it has anything to do with this subject. I think what you're trying to say is if you go to learn a brisk, you don't tell Rebbe Shua how to say shir. I get it.
No, I'm sorry.
I got what you're saying.
No.
You don't say Rebbe Shua, I don't understand you. Can you please teach me owl pays first, and then teach me this year? You're right. You shouldn't do that to Rebbe Shua. Go to a different
issue. Not because it's the Rebbe.
I have no idea what you're doing. I don't know why in the world we're getting into this. This has nothing to do with that. Nothing about the time you're a mute, I'm a higher mayor, Lechom, Matil, and Kankantum, and Tachajai. You can put concantum into ink. This is Rabbi Huda quoting Rameir. Chutz mi parsha saita bubad. And besides the parsha saita, Dr. Rashi, la'afilah b'sefer Torah. Parsha saita in the sefer Torah has to be written without concantum. Rabbi Yaakov oimar b'shmai. Rabbi Yaakov says in the name of Rameir, chutz mi parsha saita shom migdash. Only the Megillah that you wrote in the Migdash, not in the Sefer Torah. So there's a big machloek. There's a machloek to see what is Rameir's opinion. Does he hold at the end of the day, Kankantum cannot be used for that part of the Sefer Torah? Or does he hold Kankantum has nothing to do with the Parsha Saita in the Torah has nothing to do with erasing? Therefore, you can use Kankantum. My Benayu, Dr. Gemara Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Limbu Klamanatai Riki Benayu. They're arguing, what does Rameir hold? Lemaisa. Does he hold you can use the Parsha site of the Torah? Then it has to be erasable. Does he hold you can't use the Parsha site of the Torah? You have to write a special one for this lady, so then the Torah can be written with non-erasable. That's the Machloikas, two versions of Rameir.
What is Shota
Shom Mikdash? The Parsha site that they wrote in the Mikdash on a Megillah that they erased in the water. Before you learned the sugya, what did they write? Where did they write this parsha site that they erased? Now we have three opinions of what they wrote. Where did they write this? Where did they write this? Where did they write this? What location? Yeah, in Cleveland, in Texas, where did they write this? In the Mikdash. That's where you talk about Seifer. They wrote it, the Kayan wrote it right before it was necessary. He wasn't writing Hashem's name for no reason, but it was necessary to erase it. He wrote the Megillah. Exactly, that's what he's saying. Saita, that was done in the Mikdash. Rashi. Mishmaishar Mayash Mikdash are called Saita Vesaita. My Benayu, the two versions of Remeir is what does Remeir hold? Can you use the Parsha site of the Torah? Can you not use the Parsha site of the Torah? Dr. Gemara, the Hani Tanoi, Kihani Tanoi. This Machloikas Tanoim mirrors the same Machloikas Tanoim elsewhere. The Tanya. The Gemara wants to compare two Machloikas Tanoim. Let me just point out that the Gemara will say at the end that they're not comparable. Okay, so, but if you have a question that they're not comparable, so does the Gemara. So let's first do what the Gemara wants to say, and then we'll see why the Gemara thinks it's not comparable. The Tanya. The Tanakhama says, Ein Megillasak Shera Lahashkas Basaita Acheres. If you write a Megillah for Rahul, I know I don't like to use Hebrew names, but I'm not interested in remembering Jill and O'Jane. So if you write it for Jill, you can't use it for Jane. Not true. If you write it for Jill, and then Jill admits that she did nus, so you can use it for Jane. Now, it sounds the same as about a Sefer Torah. This is not written for Jane, and you're using it. Right? And the Sefer Torah wasn't written for Jane either, and you can use it. So the Mani Amar had said you can't use somebody else's Megillah things. It has to be written for that woman. So you can't use Jill's for Jane, and you can't use the Sefer Torah for Jane. Now, Jane, if you hold, you can use Jill's for Jane, you can use the Sefer Torah for Jane. That's the comparison that the Gemara wants to make, that the same Machlokes Tanoim, if you can use the Parsha in the Torah, is also true using somebody else's Megillah. Cutting out a piece of the Sefer Torah that has the Parsha Saita written in it, and using that to erase it.
Do you have to cut out the Sefer Torah part? Or can you just take the Sefer Torah and do mechika on the letters and keep it intact, the cloth?
And
then
you just stick it
into the cloth. It's the Sefer Torah by writing it again. Why do you have to cut it out?
I'm trying to figure out how you would erase the Parsha Saita with the whole Sefer Torah.
Yeah.
In a review, so where do you stick the Sefer Torah in exactly? I mean, I checked the Sefer Torah, even the small ones, are rather bigger than a Revius of water. Or a Chatzilug of water.
You're not using the cloth. I mean, you're just using the ink. You're just erasing it.
Yeah, do I have to stick it into the water?
The ink?
Yeah, the cloth?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
How else do I get it erased?
I thought they were scraping it off.
No scraping it off at all. The water erased it.
Was that putting the cloth into the water?
Yes.
Oh, I never thought of that. The word mechika, I thought was fire putting into water. I thought, okay.
I think it means you put the cloth into the water. Again, I don't know. I wasn't there, but I think that's what they did. That's how I always understood it.
Oh.
What?
What in the water?
The cloth.
Was Machlokas?
No, he didn't. He said Rabbi Schutz learned that it meant scraping off.
No, no,
then he saw the Aruch HaShulchan says, put it in. That's what he said.
What happens
to
get scraping?
And I always understood that it was put it in. Okay, it makes no difference. But nice, we put it in. Now the Gemara is going to say two reasons why the Machloikasin are not dependent on each other. Amar Rababa Domalahi. Rababa says, who says it's comparable? First reason. Tanakama allows you does not allow you to use jewels for jade. But that's because it was written for another woman. Sefer Torah is neutral. Maybe the Tanakhama only bans using Lady A for Lady B because it was written for Lady A. Sefer Torah was written for neutral, no lady. Maybe that is good. So you don't see from the Tanakhama that I can't use the Sefer Torah because it's very possible that I can't use Lady A's for B because I used it for A, because I wrote it for A. But Sefer Torah was written with none. Maybe I can use the Sefer Torah. So there's no comparison between the two. The other way is also true. Maybe I can't use the Sefer Torah. I can use Jules for Jane because it was written L'Shem Saita. At least it was written L'Shem Saita. Sefer Torah was written for learning. Maybe that'd be worse. So you can look at it two ways. On one hand, it's a neutral. On the other hand, it wasn't even written L'Shem Saita. So the two machloikas then are not interdependent, and the Gemara will speak that out. Amar Rabba, Zumalai. Atkan lekama Tanakama hasam. When did the Tanakama say there that I can't use Joe for Janes? Okay, even though, notice, the intik l'shum Rachel, it was written for Rachel, loy hadim intik l'shum Leia. So I can't use it for Leia, because it was written for a different lady. Abu Taira, the stomach siva. Taira was not written for anybody. So it's neutral. How could I be the makina? Maybe he would agree you could use it. I'm Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Rav Nachman is not arguing, he's adding. The Malayi. Maybe it's also not a good comparison for a different reason. I've come to come Rav Acha by Yashi Hassam, El Ben Megillah, Dich of the Shum Allah's Vailam. It was written for Saita, for a different Saita, but for Saita. Abu Tayra del Islamic Siva. Tayra was written for learning. How could I be the makina? So therefore, you can't compare the two. There's a Mila in writing it for Jill because it was written L'Shem Saita, but there's a Chassar because it was written for Jill. Taira has the fact that it's neutral, but at the same time wasn't even written L'Shem Saita. So therefore you can't prove one from the other, either way. Yes, Doctor?
It would seem, once again, there's a third possibility.
Yes.
Which is
I predicted you wrong. Go ahead, yeah?
I'm sorry, what?
I thought you would say that writing of a Jew creates a state. That's what I was expecting you to say. Yes. Continue. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
If you would like, I'm
not sure.
Something does change in state.
That's right. No, that's what I'm expecting you to say. But that goes.
But I can use that language. Any Jew can discharge their obligation of something that derives like Zohar using any kosher scroll. It is not written with a lack of intention. It's written with an intention to be used by all called Israel. And as such, both Jill and Jane, or Rachel and Leah, or whatever, both have a chaluk in the scroll itself. That would be another one. Now, where Papa does not say that, I'm sure
It's not a difference. It's not. Because when you write a Sefer Torah, when you were talking about Shabbat Zachar or anything else, it's a means of learning. Reading Shabbat Zachar doesn't just mean reading it, but it means reading it, but it means you're learning Parsha Zachar. So you're learning it from a Torah that was written to learn. It's part of the learning process.
That's exactly my point.
Right. And Jill and Jane has nothing to do with learning. It's not being used to learn anything. It's being used to be erased in Parsha Saita. And therefore, it's a totally different process.
Is there any problem in stealing a Sefer Torah and learning from that?
It's called Gleva.
Yeah, no, I mean, as far as the possession, or hearing Zohar from a stolen Torah.
I don't know. I'm not getting a shadow of it. It's above my favor. I don't know. I don't think it is, but I think it'll be fine. But that's not the issue.
It's above there.
I want to get about it. It's really not the time or place to discuss
it. It would seem that there's a third possibility.
Again, it's not exclusive because when they write the Parsha Saita, it's only meant for learning. I mean, when they learn to write the Sefer Torah, not meant for any other use.
This one, the Amor was talking about that you can do it for more Parsha Saita too. Was he
voted
Gittin also?
We'll see the next week of tomorrow. Mom,
sorry?
We'll hop to the next week of tomorrow. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Kehani Tanoi, The iflugunami b'ksiva lishma. The intik mikol nashim lishma shazu. It was taken away from all the women. It was written for Jill. He's also saying that the two machlekes are not dependent. So Baruch the Yiddish, he said, he holds the other way. He's asking the other way. Meaning, they say, let me do a papa. He agrees to a papa's question that the Tanakhana might hold Sefer Torah is good. Baruch Hikamer. Ikul Mifrach Lahaygisa. You can ask one way, Ikul Mifrach Lahaygisa. So therefore, they're both saying the same thing from different angles. One is saying the Tanakhama doesn't necessarily say his halacha by Torah. One is saying Rav Acha by Yasha is not saying his halacha by Torah. So therefore, don't compare the two machlekes. Yes, doctor.
I was listening when you were saying Rashi. It would seem to me that Rashi supports religion because he said it was taken away from all women. Meaning all women had a chelik in it, and then.
Again, I don't think that's right, but you can. I'm not gonna argue the point. Dr. Gemara writes. Practice Gemara. Now we're going involved in something else. Rabbi Akiva by Yasha did say, you can use Jill's Megillah for Jane. Practice Gemara. Rabbi Akiva by Yasha Leslie, does he not agree? Custom the Garish's Ishtai. Person wrote to divorce his wife. Reuven wrote to divorce his wife Leah. But Nimlach, he changed his mind. Matzah bet Irai, guy in the same city, because it says the name of the city. My name is Reuven. My wife is also Leah. Possible the Irish boy. Can I use it? Because it's not Lishma. That means you have to write Lishma. Is Saita different than Get? Does he not agree that when it says V'katzav, it means Lishma? And over here, he's letting you use Jill's for Jane.
We can use
for the Gemara.
The Gemara uses it.
And for the Gemara, Amri, I will answer you. Hasam, because of law, Merachmana. Meaning, Ksivu Lishma. The word law is written by the Kasav, by Get. The Kasav law, same for Krisus. Therefore, saying the Ksiva has to be for her. Hacha, Nami, the Asa law. It says law, but it doesn't say it by the kasav. It says it by the asa. Mayasiya mechika. Rabbi by Yashi says when the Torah says the asa law, means you have to erase it for her. Not write it for her. Erase it, l'shem Jane. You can't write it for, you can write it for somebody else. So the main law, there is no comparison between a get and sight according to Rabbi by Yashi. Dr. Rashi. We are from the same city. I can divorce my wife. The answer is, do the mechika lishma. It doesn't say anything about ksiva. Now you notice the Mishnah said, as soon as she drinks, the water starts working. Now, I spoke this out in the Mishnah. It depends if the mincha is brought first or the mincha is brought second. If you hold the mincha is brought second, the water does not work immediately. It waits for the mincha. Dr. Gemara, Hamari Reb Shimon, this is Reb Shimon, the Ramakar was Mechasa, Rakach Mashka, that you brought the mincha ready. The Kamakloi Karve Mechasa, the Batkalamaya. Everybody agrees, no mincha, no water. But you remember, Reb Shimon also said, but you did it out of order, it works. But it doesn't work right away. Can't work till after the mincha. Except mincha zikaren, maskeres avayn. A mincha of remembering that maskara seven that tells you whether she sinned. That means the mincha tells me whether she sinned. That means there has to be a mincha before I find out if she sinned. Now, if you brought the mincha before she drank, the mincha is in place. If you bring the mincha after, you have to wait till after. Frank the Gemara aim a sefer. Then I got a problem with the sefer. Because it says, yes, for schus, as the title law. The woman has a schus, the Mishnah said. It delayed the effect of the water. Us and the Rabbanan. Here, Reb Shimon, Amar, he said later on in the Mishnah, and we quoted this earlier, Ein Chus Tayla B'mai B'mar. Reb Shimon says Chus does not work. So if the Mishnah is like Reb Shimon, then the part of Chus doesn't mean anything. If the Mishnah is like Rabbanan, so why are you saying the water works right away? It doesn't work right away. And for the Gemara, it doesn't have to be that either of the two Tanoim. Amar Reb Chisda, Hamani Reb Akiva Hi. In the order of things, he's like Reb Shimon. I should say Reb Shimon is like him because he was Reb Shimon's Rebbe. Right? He says, Makrib and then Mashka. So the water works immediately. In the Shiloh, but the Schos is silent. Two different Shilohs. Granted, if Reb Shimon is writing the Mishnah, he can't write both. If Rabbanan is writing the Mishnah, he can't write both. But it can be a Tana that agrees to Rabbanan on one and Reb Shimon on the other. And therefore, they can't ask this question. Rashi. Mami ha, Victani dekimus yishasa son of Dekas, Reb Shimoni. Namah makiv melchasa v'akach mashka. The ilu akiv of Bereshev, if you didn't bring it, v'avim mivtikach, it's karev melchasa, so maskeri savoy. The mincha is the one that it clarifies whether she sinned. Oh, I made chos tayla b'matnis, and he says it later on. Reb Akivi, damer leho, shikarev achaymetz, you bring it before she drinks. But when it comes to schos, you always like Rabbanan, the schos is tailam.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Can I ask on the just on the previous section? I missed it. I just have a quick question on the phrase that we were interpreting.
Go ahead.
Yeah, asala. But The whole verse says, Hakohen es kol ha-Torah hazos, all of it. So why are we just censoring either, that it has to be either the erasure or the writing? Why doesn't kol ha-Torah means all of it? The entire procedure has to be for her. Why did no one interpret it that way?
I don't know, but I didn't look at the pasuk. That was my problem. Says Vasala Kayan is called Tyras Ice. That's the pasuk.
Yeah.
Unless it means erase that part of the Torah. But I don't know. I hear your question. I don't have a better answer than that. I don't know. Everybody have a wonderful day and a good Chodesh.